The thing that frustrates me the most about you when you get in this mode is I've been trying to help your ass.
What mode?
Because you'll say shit and I'm like, it sounds like you're saying this.
And I say I'm not.
And then typically, and you're then like, okay, well, let me explain it. But then sometimes you're like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but that's how it's sounding. So that's you might want to fix it.
Right, but then, but after you say that, I say, okay, I understand that you interpreted that
way. You didn't say that, bro.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though.
Let's wrap it up, but you didn't say that, bro. Yeah, it's 11:15. Y'all ain't doing Dennis Sports tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Nah, B's going home.
We gotta knock that shit out, homie.
B,
we gotta knock that shit out.
I've been up since 5 a.m.
Me too.
And I gotta be.
I went to bed.
Dead and Hip Hop Conversations here at Dead End Studios. When did this video drop? Was it Sunday?
Last weekend, right? Because it was like Saturday Night Live. He premiered it
I saw people talking about it, you know, on Twitter. So I turned it on and of course the dude go in and he sit down and then he started doing his neck and then this motherfucker started twerking like this, doing all this shit like that.
Stop, kid. Stop.
Yo, wait, Mike. But look, catch his face. That was me. Cause I was like, man, if this nigga don't get off my fucking screen right now, that was the first thing I said.
With no shirt on.
Right. Y'all want me to watch this shit? Get the fuck out of here. That was my first thing I said. And then he walked up, pulled the gun out, bam. I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh shit. Put the gun in the closet. I was like, oh shit, this shit got real quick. I was like, wow, so B came in, he's doing his thing. I was like, damn, this is kind of crazy. When it was over, I was like, man, Gambino really on some other shit right now. Because the other thing I saw was a lot of people mad that people were writing think pieces and critiquing the video and trying to,
Wait, people were mad about what?
Yeah.
People were mad that people were talking about the video and trying to get think pieces up on the video without letting it digest and that sort of thing. And I was like, I don't want to be a part of this conversation at all. Mm-hmm. But what he did and what he was talking about and kind of the way he went about doing it is definitely worth the discussion. I thought, and he actually created a conversation, you know, around it, basically using like the act of violence of shooting somebody and obviously the Dylann Roof thing with the shirt and then taking the gun and putting it in a cloth and treating the gun with care. So you can kind of get an idea of what he was going for. And I definitely thought it was impactful. To me, that stood out. I was like, man, Gambino, he came in with community and all that shit. Like that, this is gonna sound fucked up, but it is what it is. Like kind of that white shit. And then all of a sudden, he just
went. I gotta get white face. I gotta get white face.
That white shit.
Like, what is that? No, I'm glad he said that. Because I put a tweet up about that, and there's not a bunch, but there were a few people that were like, what are you talking about? I never heard anybody talking about Donald Glover was acting white. Or what is white culture? Blah, blah, blah. Talk to Ken. Yeah. Talk to Ken. He was always black.
I'm not saying he wasn't
black.
Yeah,
you are.
But
yeah, you are. You doing the same shit that Charlamagne was doing.
What's Charlamagne doing?
The same shit that you're doing right now. He was talking about how there were whatever year he was nominated for the Grammys, he was like, well, there's two white rappers up for Grammys. Macklemore and Childish Gambino.
Oh, I wouldn't say some shit like that.
How is that any different from what you just said? See, that's what I always love, see? That's what I always loved about Childish Gambino was he's always been black. He just presented an alternate black experience that's not typical. And that's what I always thought was dope to him. But a lot of people didn't accept that shit. They're like, well, we don't really resonate with that, so he's not black. But now that he's doing shit that's more in line with what is black, now he's, oh, look.
Now he's woke.
Come on, man.
I think the discussion is interesting, I guess, the way that people look at it, right? The lenses that people look at Gambino. And yeah, like there was the perception that, you know, he was, you know, basically acting white or he was going about, he was token or whatever you want to call it, right? And then, of course, and that's why I thought, to me, that was really interesting to see him come in like that. You know, to gain this popularity, get in this space the way that he did, and then just like the appearance that he switched it up, because I don't know if he was pro-black because he never talked about that openly, right? So the only thing I have is just the things that he's putting out there now. And maybe things have changed over the years and what's going on in the world is moving him to put out work artistically to kind of represent how he's feeling right now.
Well, one, I thought the song was dope. First and foremost, I thought that shit was, it had a good ass bounce to it and everything. But yeah, watching the video, it's amazing how, like, because I asked, even when I was talking to some of my friends, I was like, y'all check out this video, check this shit out. Man, I can't get over the fuck that fuck he. My homegirl's like, oh, he just out there getting it. I'm like, did you look at
him? He was dancing his ass off.
Yeah, like. I'm like, did you look at everything else? Oh, let me watch it again. I ain't watched it 5 times already. And I'm like, you just peeping, you talking about the dancing? But it's amazing how, like, you know, people get so wrapped up of one thing that he's, you know, trying to distract you from, where it's like so much other crazy shit going on behind. You seeing people getting shot, people getting dragged. You see kids with their phones out, videotaping stuff. So it was kind of, it was a good way how he kind of like drawing like a picture of a vivid of like how reality is. Because, you know, when we seeing stuff on the news, it's from a camera phone or it's, you know, someone taking a video or something. And it's like, it's almost like we starting to become so, like, I guess, numb. Numb to this, because it's like every time, you know, when Trayvon happened, it was like, oh man, that's fucked up. And then it's like shooting after shooting after shooting. And it was, at this point, it was like, what's next?
Exactly. So, and you know what was interesting, too, is when you're seeing all of this stuff happening in the background, how quick it happens. It's here now, it happened, boom, gone. And we're moving.
And that's how social media is, too, because like people, it'd be trending for a day, people would be having all these think pieces all about it, and then the next day they on to something else.
But also think about, like, going back to the dancing part that you were just pointing out, how do you distract people from what's going on?
Right.
You give them some fucking form of entertainment.
Right.
And then we sitting there, we're like, oh shit, you know, Beyonce done put a new song out or something. And we forget about everything else that's going on.
Around. Yeah.
You know, not saying that we can't do both, and oftentimes we can, but entertainment, dancing, that sort of thing is a means of distracting from other things that are going on, you know, in the world. Or it can be.
And that's the only two ways that people see black folks. Is it's either entertainment or murder.
Good point.
You know,
ooh, yeah.
I don't know. See, a lot of the things that I saw in the video, it was a situation where I don't know if that's what he meant. But that's what I thought. It was like, okay, either he's dancing around, like doing these weird
shucking and jiving.
Or he's killing somebody. Everything that he's doing, even the murder to a sense, is distracting people from other shit.
Right.
And it's just so interesting. Like, there's just so much detail and symbolism. I mean, one of the ones I got just today, I had been wondering this whole time. I'm like, what's up with his outfit? Why is he with no shirt and these weird pants?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get it until today that it was, if you look at the pants, they're like old Confederate pants, like the shit that they wore in those times. And it's like, I never got that.
I never picked that up either.
Then somebody busted one today on me. I was like, you know the weird faces he's making?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that either. Then they put it side by side by Uncle Ruckus.
Oh,
and I was like, don't know if that's what he was really going for. If it is, Jesus.
You know it had to be a reason when he was doing it. Like, why would he do that? No. I'm just, I understand that. But you knew when he was doing it. It's like, it has to be a reason why he's making those faces.
Yeah. That was the Jim Crow pose. Yeah. I got that. The white horse.
Yeah.
That was in the background.
All black person that was riding
it. Yeah. It was supposed to be like the horseman of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because when I first saw it, I just thought that was just like
more randomness.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't think it was random. I don't think anything in the video
was random. No.
I agree with that. Like, nothing was random, but the first time I saw it, I'm like, okay, there's a lot of shit going on. Exactly. But then when you watch it a couple of times, then you're like, oh, okay. This, gotcha. Like, everything is here for a reason. And then when I was trying to break that, I didn't know what the fuck. Like, I was lost. Like, you know what I'm saying? With a lot of this shit.
I was the first time. But then on the second viewing, I started picking up certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I, no bullshit, I probably watched this shit 10 times at this point.
Yeah, me too.
But I keep watching it over.
It was like, because every time I watched it, I find something else.
Yeah.
But when I saw the white horse, I originally thought they call, like, white folks showing up to help black people. They call that, you know, white knights. That's what I thought at first. I think that's wrong now, but at first I thought, okay, that was them distracting you from the white knights. But I know that that's not what he was going for. I think that's more the horseman of the apocalypse. Is that what you thought too?
I just thought about something else. White horse could also represent drugs. White horse. The white horse is like cocaine.
The first thing I thought about was the song, "If You Want to Ride, Don't Ride the White Horse."
Yeah.
That song. You remember that song?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was dating. That's about dating white people.
Is it?
That's what I thought. Don't ride the white horse. I thought that was about dating interracial.
Let me look.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm
trying to think of some of the other
But that was the first thing I thought when I saw the white horse thing. I thought about that song. I'm like, I need to go back and listen to that song and see what messaging was in that song.
Yeah, maybe. It's been a long time.
Yeah, since I heard the song. Yeah, yeah.
To ride the white horse is a common reference to being high on cocaine or heroin.
Okay, interesting.
What about the kid jumping off the balcony? Did y'all see that
committing suicide?
Yeah,
but they're still dancing to distract you from noticing the person committing suicide.
Yeah.
And then the other dope shit is when the video pans back really far and you don't think that there's anything going on and it's him standing on top of a car. There's a line in the background on the wall that makes it look like he's being hung.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What are you talking about again? This shit like
maybe I've watched too many times.
Again. We see Scissor fine ass when they
play. Oh, she's so funny. Yeah, I saw her too. But she doesn't say anything.
No, which is, yeah.
She's just sitting on the car.
I don't really get that part either. Maybe that has something to do with us. Remember how Sophie was talking about yesterday how when men do certain things, we pay them attention. But when women do it, we totally gloss over them. Maybe the fact that they paid really no mind to her at all.
The people in the video.
Yeah, because nobody acknowledged her.
Yeah.
So maybe it has something to do with us not paying enough attention to black women.
What's your theory about the running at the end?
So the running at the end, and again, I see when you watch shit and you start overthinking it, you start coming up with motherfucking theories like the Kendrick shit that just don't make. When I watched it, I was thinking that it was originally just an homage to Get Out and being in the sunken place. Because it definitely feels that way.
Right.
Like when homeboy is like that, there's white people there. Now it's the white people in the back and he's just running. And it kind of throws back to the granddad that was running through the yard.
Yeah, but it looked like it was different. I didn't think it was all white people.
It looked like white people. Like
some people think it's all white people, but I don't think it's all white people.
I didn't think it was all white people.
So I had drinks with my boy Adon Bean the other night. And we started discussing certain aspects in the video, and one thing that he was bringing up that he was slightly concerned about is the destruction of black bodies by black bodies. And when he was talking about it, I was like, you know, I never really thought about it that way, because it was like, it seems like the video for the most part is talking to other black people. And when you put art out like that around mixed company, sometimes the mixed company that's not involved in the certain culture get the wrong ideas. So, because I don't know if y'all heard, but a lot of white people were like, oh, it's reinforcing black on black crime.
I initially thought it was about gun violence.
It is, but they're adding that other part to it. Well, it's black on black crime, it's the black person killing black people.
So they don't want it to necessarily relate to them, even though Dylann Roof was a white person that killed a bunch of black people.
Okay. So what we were discussing, and he put it a lot more eloquently than I can, and I think he actually got some of this actually from Charlemagne, but the idea of there's a lot of things that you want to say to black people, but you don't want to say it around mixed company. And I had said something about Childish Gambino, about how people were saying how he wasn't black before, but now he is so black, and hopefully we'll start accepting the more outsider blacks. And understanding that they can care about black issues as well. And the funny thing is, I started having white people jumping in and wanting to combat me in that statement. But sometimes the question is not for you. Sometimes the statement is not for you. And sometimes the conversation doesn't have to involve you.
Right.
So when I watched the video at the end, what I got was that video was really directed towards black people. Stop letting what we do with the jiving and the shucking and the dancing and that distract from what's going on that's like detrimental to our communities. So then at the end, he's running from the white people. I thought maybe it was like he's running from you guys trying to involve yourself in this discussion because it's not for you. But that could be 100% wrong.
Right.
But that's just the way I took it. Yeah. Because just the backlash that it got from a lot of white people was very interesting to me. Especially when I go back and watch it after that. I'm like, damn, he's booking from these white folks chasing him. At first, I thought it was because he was doing all this shit throughout the video. He's shooting people, blasting the church choir. Then at the end, he lights the joint. And then shortly after that, he starts running from white folks. So at first, I thought they were implying, okay, he can kill people all he wants. We can go through our own community and shoot people all we want. Or you could be like Dylann Roof and kill people and nothing happens, but something stupid like lighting a joint that everybody's after.
Or how marijuana has been criminalized over the years, and all of a sudden they're trying to decriminalize it because of the money aspect of it, and they're trying to capitalize it, but black people have already been victims of that.
Exactly.
And a lot of this stuff, it's just like, it's so much happening that, you know, it takes multiple viewings to pick it up. And it took me a while to get past just the dancing.
After this video, like, where does this kind of put Gambino? You know what I'm saying? Because we've always marveled at his musical genius, right?
Now, because of Awaken My Love, I think because of the internet, and the now this video,
the TV show,
he's starting to creep into that because he's being more creative, he's being more artistic, he's taking more, you know, chances with the music, as opposed to, like, when he first started out, people were comparing him to Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Wayne.
So I think those conversations are starting to take place because we're starting to see like the potential that he has. Like before, he was just a talented guy who could rap and who could sing. Right now,
and
we're seeing that he's
and writing. Screenwriter.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about all that, but
yeah. I think that all of these things to me is just incredibly dope as fuck. And I think we got the real deal here. I had a fucking point.
It's kind of like Jordan Peele a little bit, right?
Say again?
Is it kind of like Jordan Peele a little bit?
It's exactly like Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Because people criticize Jordan Peele for the same shit.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele has, I believe, I could be wrong, but I know she's not black, has a wife of another race. And people were, after Get Out came out, they were criticizing him for that. They're doing the same shit to Gambino now because Gambino has a wife who is not quote unquote black.
Which brings me to my tweet.
Okay.
And it just, I just want to read the tweet because we're actually going into that part. And it just, and I liked it so I can have it. So it says, Donald Glover made an impactful video that raised awareness about historical racial issues blacks have faced in America. Then he drove home and climbed into bed with his white wife, kissed her on the cheek, thanking God his kids are only half black. Now you being a little bit extra. Now you being a little bit petty. How about it's dope that he even raises issues? And why are you trying to nitpick what he's doing or somebody that he happened to fell in love with? Now that we're seeing that, you know, he's socially conscious or whatever.
Right.
I don't think he's thanking God that his kids are half black. Because we all know
his kids are black.
If his kids are half black, they're black.
So yeah, that's why that tweet even more ignorance.
Right.
You know. So it's like, what are you doing?
They act like you can't care about black issues, or you can't care about black women, or black people, etc. If you one enjoy elements of other cultures, or two, you happen to be outside your race. And when I was reading, because I saw some of the same tweets, and I was like, I wonder if these people know that Maya Angelou dated white men.
Right.
Like, exactly. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Right.
She's still black. He's still black. Whether or not he dates a white woman, he can still walk out in the street and get beat the fuck up by a cop. Might happen more.
Right.
Because he's a white chick. But I think that a lot of that conversation has been happening since, that people are like, can you really be pro-black if you're one, interested in elements of white culture, and two, if you date white women? I think it's a fucked up question, but I think it's an interesting discussion.
Yeah, I just gotta read. It's just
yeah, another stupid ass tweet.
She went on to say that, I never said there was anything wrong, just know he put that video out for the consumption of the black dollar, knowing he bringing that bacon back home to his wife. Don't try to make it seem like you really care about your community when you really just want to make money off of it.
What are you doing? How does she know that?
What the fuck? Her and everybody else that's thinking that way. Like, anybody that speaks positively and try to improve, like, the African-American community, we should be accepting of them and not try to cast them out because they made a choice about who they want to marry and fall in love with. You know, some things like that just, you know, can't be controlled, right? You fall in love with who you fall in love with, and you marry who you want to marry, right?
It's just so difficult when it comes to being an artist and and producing art and consuming art. It's like things get muddied so easy. Like, I'm gonna send you this thread that, again, my boy Adon sent, where it's like the reactions to the violence in the video. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's like reactions from certain white YouTubers. It was like maybe 4 or 5 white YouTubers, and their reaction was almost glee. Like, when he spins around and shoots people, it was like, oh shit, oh man, he's shooting him. But when I saw that, I was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh god damn. Oh man, this is fucked up. So you see, it's like, when you're having those conversations around mixed company, sometimes ideas get muddy. And I'm not saying for a fact, because I didn't even know any of the people that they were showing. I don't know a lot of YouTubers anyway, but I didn't recognize the people that were in the thread. So I don't know them to say that they were, like, they're not, I can't say that they're racist or anything like that. But I thought their reaction was very interesting. Because I'm thinking about my reaction that when I saw it, my reaction was spot on to what Adon said his reaction was. I didn't smile. I didn't laugh. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That shit was heavy.
This shit is heavy as fuck.
Because the church one was just like,
yeah. The church one got me.
That I was like,
and
damn.
How quick he shot it. Everybody gone.
Yeah. I didn't catch this either. So, you notice all the kids that are in the video that are dancing around.
Right.
Somebody counted the kids and said there were 17 kids that were dancing around in the video. 17 kids got murdered at that shooting in Florida. The wow. Highest number, the highest number of murdered kids at a school shooting, 17. They were like, I wonder if he did it on purpose. And then there's there's even a point in the video where there's silence for 17 seconds. And again, I don't know if this is people.
Before he smoked a joint.
Around that point, there was 17 seconds of silence. So again, I don't know if this is people reaching for the Kendrick shit. Or if this is really what Don Glover was doing. Like, is he really this fucking detailed? Y'all people need to stop criticizing him about dating a white woman. Who fucking cares? The dude is still doing something extremely positive for black issues.
Yeah.
Let him have that. And black art.
You know?
Last thing I want to ask, so I want to jump to another tweet that I had. And this was Open Mike Eagle tweeted this. And I just wanted to get you guys' take on it. So he said that performance art is great, but it don't help nobody except people that already get it. And then there was another tweet that after that, shot for shock's sake is lame. People are tired and need real help. I'm not here for shock without explanation right now.
I see his point.
I do.
I don't know if it's shock for shock's sake.
Yeah.
But I totally see his point. Because Childish Gambino, he's not speaking about what he's talking about.
And I felt conflicted by the tweet because he does have a point.
He has a very good
point. I also think what he did is impactful and has a point too. Like, when I say he, I mean Gambino.
But only the people that get it. So he's kind of... kind of right, because think about it, like the responses from people that don't get it are completely ass backwards.
Right. But the thing that, you know, you have to appreciate about Gambino or Donald Glover, I don't know he's dropping it, but is that he's doing it in his way. He's an artist, right? This is his way that he wants to express it. Some people aren't gonna be as direct and like just come out and say that. And plus, if you just come out directly and say it, it may not be as impactful. Now he has people talking about it, people having a conversation. So that's what he's created with his art form.
That's great that we can go on Twitter and those of us that kind of understand it or are willing and want to know more would read other people's threads or think pieces. That's great that people want to take that. Those that want to take the extra effort. But what about Glover himself coming out and saying this is what I was intending to do?
And he
this
probably
is
will,
why.
But he want people. I mean, why would you create? Yeah, I mean, it just came out. It hasn't even been out a week, right? So he hasn't had. He hasn't done any interviews, or anything yet, right?
He doesn't have to do an interview.
I mean, but that probably he's. I'm sure he's probably gonna get an interview from this, right?
Donald Glover never explains his art ever.
That's the other part of it. Like, sometimes, you know, art just is.
Right.
And,
you
just kind of have to leave it up to
that's what I'm saying. That's what you got to appreciate.
But doesn't that go back to your point of you can't have everybody in the same room based off of certain conversations.
Right.
So it's like Donald Glover created this for the people
that's that gonna get it or just
exactly,
want, yeah.
Or, right. or that want to get it. Because the people that don't get it, that just kind of, you know, kind of shows.
They probably don't need to get it in the first place.
They probably need to get it more than the rest of us.
Yeah, but don't they get it in other ways though? Like don't we have people out there that's very direct about things that are happening in this world? We got y'all news anchors, people like that, that they're already saying that. They're already getting that information, right? So this is the way that Donald Glover expresses it.
It's different. Possible they're getting that information.
If it's direct, though, like,
but they might not be listening to it, or they might be ignoring it, but they might listen to it from someone like a Donald Glover.
Okay.
But I think Mike Eagle's point is when you throw art out there that is performance art and other people don't get it, then to a degree, it's like, what's the point?
Even if you don't get it, right? You see, like, oh, you think it's on the surface, like the people that, or like, say the people that you said the thread was on, they didn't get it, right? But then they start seeing all these people talking about this is America. Like, okay, so what are they talking about? This video I just watched. Did I miss something? And then now they see all the think pieces and they see
this is positive rod again.
What do you mean? I'm just saying of the possibility.
They don't get anything's a possibility.
I think
they don't get that far. A lot of people they stop at this is black on black crime. I'm moving on with my life. This is another nigger shooting a bunch of niggers. I don't care.
Right.
But to your original point of this is the conversation kind of behind closed doors, right? And these people, they don't understand it. So this is our opportunity to break shit down and be like, these are the issues that we have.
But Open Mike is saying that Donald Glover should be doing that because it's his art piece. And I'm not saying I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But I think he, you know, it's worth the discussion. But I think there's also people that just look at him like, man, that's a dope song, that's a dope video.
There you go. And walk away, and that's it.
Okay, but you can say that, right? But as I said again, like, this thing is everywhere. Everywhere you turn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you turn, the news. I think the news is even talking about it.
It's
everywhere. So you're not going to, I mean, you can try to ignore it, but it's going to pop up somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
Even if it doesn't,
this is this man's art form. Even though I get what Open Mike Eagle is saying, it's like, let the dude express it the way he wants to express it. Like,
he wants to express it. Well, Open Mike Eagle is, you know, I think his thing is that, like, the things that he's showing in the video are real issues. They're life or death issues that's happening to us.
Right. And this dude took a budget to be able to highlight these things and talk about it in his way. This isn't a free thing that he's doing. This took money. This took time. This took creativity. This took a lot. He put a lot into this. So to just watch it, so just write it off as like, oh, well, I'm not interested in, you know, you just doing. No, man, it's deeper than that.
No, I think he's saying that.
It kind of sounds like that, though.
Before we go any further, let's not put words in Open Mike Eagle's mouth.
I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
It didn't sound like he was writing it off.
He did say shock for shock's sake is lame. I don't know if he's saying, yeah, he did say that.
Okay.
Is he calling what Gambino did lame? We can infer that from his tweet. But I think his possibly, but he didn't directly say that, so I can only go by what we read.
Read it again.
Performance art is great, but it don't help nobody except people that already get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, shock for shock's sake is lame. People are tired and need real help. I'm not here for shock without explanation right now.
That's kind of writing it off, man.
I think Open Mike Eagle is like, man, we're in pain.
Right.
And what you did is great. Can you at least take it a step further
and explain it?
And the video
hasn't even been out a week at this recording right here. The video hasn't even been out a week. But even if he doesn't explain it, other people are writing think pieces on it.
But those other people, the people that follow Gambino and that are fans of Gambino, probably don't follow the other people that are writing think pieces. They probably don't even read. They probably don't even care.
Follow, it's everywhere.
If they are the people that are paying attention to that type of stuff,
like everybody's gonna read this shit.
Even if everybody does it, he still put it out there for X amount of people that is reaching, right?
Think pieces. Not everybody's going to read a think piece, but they will read it if Donald Glover says, hey, here's the explanation of my video.
All right, this video isn't a think piece, right? This is just us talking about Donald Glover.
This is a think piece.
Well, in a sense, but it's not like...
This is a think piece.
But at the end of the day, like, people that don't... You said read. That's why I'm saying this. This is a video. So people might watch it, you know... visually, like, want to see and hear what people are talking about versus reading it. That, so we're providing that with this platform.
That doesn't in any way destroy what Open Mike Eagle said.
What you mean destroy?
Or even change what he said, or even combat what he said. Us doing a think piece that has nothing to do with what Open Mike Eagle just said. He's saying that think pieces, performance art is great, but it only works for people that get it. He's right. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's going to understand what he's talking about, and not everybody's going to take the time to watch a video or read a think piece or any of that. They might literally stop at, oh shit, this is dope, and move on.
And that's fine. But
it's not fine.
It is fine if you're reaching a lot of other people. Like, you're not going to reach everybody in every situation.
You're reaching them on a surface level, though.
Exactly.
So, I said you're reaching them on a surface level, so the depth and the gravitas of that video does not hit you. So let's say if the people that kind of dismiss this or whatever, right? If they actually understood the depth of it, how would they feel about it?
Don't understand criticizing a man that is actually doing something, is this actively
It's not necessarily criticizing the man.
He's like, I'm not. Why make a comment like that about it?
Because you know what? Because what Donald Glover did is so deep. You know what I'm saying? That not everybody's going to get it. Most people are only going to see it on a surface level. And B provided that example. So those people that only get it on a surface level, if they got it at a deeper level, would they feel the same?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's
what he's really saying. Explanation wouldn't hurt.
That's what I think.
I don't think he's shitting on the video.
He's not shitting on them. He's just saying that those people.
On a video. I said he's missing.
How's that different?
I swear I'm gonna stop talking. I said he's kind of writing it off.
And then we ask you what you're talking about.
I just explained it to Ken, and then I explained it to you.
That
I said he's kind of writing it off.
He's shitting on it.
I didn't say he shitted on it.
But I think that I want to go back to kind of something that Ralph was saying. Say, for instance, he comes out and he does explain it, and the people that only took it at face value, imagine the things that they can gain from listening to him explain it and then going back and rewatching it again. And we're like, oh shit. Like there could be added value to them, and there could be an educational process to them to be able to be more aware of some of the things that's going on in the world, those little small intricacies and nuances. So it by doing that, Gambino could further help, you know, this cause that he has. And I think Open Mike Eagle has a point.
I don't think that there is a right or wrong way to do it. I just think that if you feel a responsibility to do something and this is your way of speaking, then do it.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's why I understood where you were coming from too. But I also understand where Open Mike Eagle is coming from. It's valid. You can ask the question. You can pose. You can say your statement. If that's how he truly feels, it's valid.
I think my thing is this. Like, if you feel that way about it, don't criticize another man that's trying to do something. Just do it then. I'm saying, but like, just bring it down to layman's or whatever. Break it down the way that you feel like he should have did it.
Look, anytime you put out anything, it's subject to a critique, positive or negative.
But my thing is, like, this isn't the only thing that this guy's done. He has a whole Atlanta series. He has other songs that touches on these type of things. So why criticize somebody that's actively trying to put messages out there?
Why is it wrong to ask for further explanation?
I'm not saying that it's wrong. Like, I genuinely get what he's asking and why he's asking it. All I'm saying, why kind of criticize what the guy is doing?
Because
in that way.
Because in Open Mike Eagle's eyes, people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And people are dying by some of the means that are in that video.
Right.
And in order to help stop black people from dying, then it wouldn't hurt to take it a step further.
He is out here doing things that's direct, and he's doing stuff that's extra creative.
I think y'all are making this into something a lot bigger than it needs to be. All he's saying is just what Ken just said, that going a little bit further would not hurt, and it would actually maybe help some things. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that, you know, the video is pointless. He's not saying that all the time and money you spent on it was wasted.
Mm-hmm.
All he's saying is that the effectiveness of that video is only going to get to a certain point because of the way it was made.
Okay.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's weird coming from you because you're always the one that's like, well, I mean, if that's what he thinks and that's what he feels, why are you so against him saying something about his art? Art is put out there to be critiqued. That's what we do all the fucking time.
It sounds to me, Rod, like you think it's not fair to Gambino for him to critique the way he put out this video because he's actively doing other things. And because he's actively doing other things, it's like that's not getting the credit it deserves.
Kind of, yeah, in a sense, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah, it's like, okay, I mean, this guy is doing more than the average person right now. With the Atlanta show, he's taking this platform. I mean, this is on FX, and he's putting messages out here for people.
So that means that we can never critique anything he does ever.
It's not that we can't, but why take this opportunity when this thing is on fire? This thing is everybody
because people are dying every day.
I know, and he's saying something about it.
But he's saying it in a very coded way.
Exactly.
Clearly, because certain people aren't getting it.
Do you believe that certain people that are supposed to be understanding this at a deeper level are or aren't understanding it at a deeper level?
No, I know there are people that aren't understanding this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other things that they do understand, because there's plenty of people out there that's very direct. That's why I brought up the news. That's why I brought up everything else that says it directly, right? Versus like being coded, right?
They might not be seeing that.
But if they get it wrong, and this is the last thing I'll say, but if they get it wrong, Gambino is still doing his job of putting something out there, right? It may not be the perfect thing.
Not if they don't get it.
I don't think so. Why are you so frustrated now? Where did this come from?
No, I'm just like, because everyone is not understanding what I'm saying.
No. I think I understand what you're saying. I just disagree with what you just said. That's all. Because I think that based on what you just asked, if the message is lost, then if the message is lost in this performance art, then no, it didn't do its job.
Right.
But the other stuff that he's doing, that's doing his job. This video just didn't because the message didn't reach the people.
He's not shitting on his whole career. He's just saying like this video may not be as effective as it could be. But the thing is, at what point does coded become too coded?